But I just feel like I did regret touching on something that I couldn't possibly make the case, you know, in the 10 minutes that we were talking about it. And of course it just
I think it was like 47 minutes, but okay.
Was it?
It seems no. I think it was kind of long.
The part I think that people were really mad at was okay. Towards the end. Or maybe it was longer. I don't know. shit. But I definitely don't think it, this is like a book or several books or multiple books, but it's not, you know, it's not coming out of, I'm not pulling it out of like my butt as of yesterday. Like this is definitely something I've thought a lot about. And I think I have critiques that are not unreasonable. And I think a lot of psychologists and therapists would actually agree with them. They just might not, you know, take the, okay, so now this is what this means necessarily. They might not follow me there. But yeah, this is not the place or time, I think, to talk about it. But what do you think? Like, you think that these are the kind of conversations you can have on a podcast?
Well, yeah, I think they are the kind of conversations we should have, but I just,
can't be a 3-hour Joe Rogan thing, right?
I mean, we should say that a lot of people agreed with you, including a lot of therapists. I there was a lot of pushback, and I think there were some hurt feelings, especially, I mean, people in my community. We do have a number of therapists in the Unspeakeasy community and people who've followed my other podcast for a long time. And I certainly know a lot of therapists. I know a lot of people who have become therapists after doing other things. So understandably they were upset. Mm-hmm. You were making the argument that we should not, that the therapeutic model is something that is not, doesn't have like a hard and fast scientific basis. And therefore the fact that we have sort of like inserted it into our public institutions, like schools, is worth questioning.
Yeah.
And I would say yes, and there is a place for counselors and people in schools to ask children how they're feeling, and you know, and making mm-hmm. sure they're okay. Now the problem is then it's a slippery slope to conceivably, are you feeling like a boy or a girl today? And right. Okay, here's some hormones if you want to transition. So, yeah. I mean, but there's a lot of daylight.
There's a lot there, but I think that the offense stems from the implications, I think, that are presumed about what I said. So I think I don't know exactly how I phrased it, but it was something about how I thought it wasn't like scientific, like that therapy isn't quite scientific. I don't think that it has to be that. Like something has to be a field that fits in really well into a very, you know, technically scientific method of gathering evidence in order for it to be useful or good or, you know, even a way of arriving at truth. I don't believe that that's a requirement at all. And I think that, you know, some of the personal problems that I have with other fields, social science, sociology, political science are the two that I'm thinking of specifically. I wish they would also abandon the idea that they're sciences and go towards the idea that they are, you know, studies. They are, you know, they are looking at theories of, or creating, crafting theories of a very complex world and very, you know, complex networks of things and cultural symbols and values that are really hard to quantify, really hard to reduce in the way that the scientific method requires. And sociology, I can say, I think has suffered to the extent that more sociologists have begun to adopt data-centric scientific methods. I think it has been less useful. I think it is better as a qualitative, like sort of a theoretical thing. But that's I don't want to just take over this conversation and make it all about that. But suffice to say, I'm not saying that because it's not this particular, because it's not physics, it's not useful. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying because it's not physics, it shouldn't be approached in the same way that physics is approached. That's all. So that's my piece.
Okay.
You want to fight about that?
No, I wasn't fighting in the first place. I think people are mad that we weren't fighting. Here's the problem is that they get mad when we do fight, and now they're mad when we don't fight. So I don't know what to do.
I think we should just do whatever
do. And, I mean, I will say that, so we had we've had a lot of unspeakeasy retreats lately, and the last one was in Los Angeles this past weekend, and we had a couple of therapists among the attendees, and I was thinking about you the whole time, because they were just exquisite. You have reached the end of the free version of this episode. To hear the rest, go to aspecialplace.substack.com and join our listener community. We will see you there.